And welcome back to Out of the Woods, or is it the Song Swap? I think it's the Song Swap still. Yes, indeed. Going back to August 29th, 1999, an old radio program I did back then called the Song Swap, and we're just kind of having fun with that this week. We'll be back toward the middle with some new stuff, and we're going to wrap up the show this week with more Song Swap stuff. But I hope you'll stay with us. Going to play a track right now from Freddie White. We're going to pick us up and see what we had to say back then. All right, we'll be back in a bit.
Welcome to the Song Swap. If you're just tuning in, welcome back, students. I see you out there. We're going to be with you for the rest of the day. Got you up until 6 o'clock with folk and acoustic music. And coming in at 6 o'clock, C.B. Roy's Mostly Blues, as always, taking you on through the night. So stick around. Got a lot of great stuff to play for you. Freddie White has a brand new CD. He lives down in Quincy, Mass., but he's originally from Ireland and recorded and released this over there. It's not yet available here in this country, but it's called My Country, and it's a great album. We're going to hear The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea here on the Song Swap.
She love her makes you choose. Yes, I know it's doing you lose. Compromise and steal. It don't work, it never will. The harmony before, you can't reach it anymore. It's a lonely place to be. Between the devil and the deep blue sea. Time to break the chains. Time to slip the reins. A need for return. Something that cuts you, cuts you. She's leaning on the line. How she's leaving now's the time. Yeah, she's moving on to you. She'll be feeling that way too. But your heart won't let you leave. But when you're wearing on your sleeve, no matter how you try, she's only putting down the time to say goodbye. Time to break the chains. Time to slip the reins. Before they turn into something that cuts you, that cuts you. Too much is never enough. The price is high, well that's love. Turns into something that cuts you. Said it wouldn't be rough. Look at me rough, well that's tough. Turns into something that cuts you. Yeah, cuts you. Now everything is turning bad. With the friends you thought you had, your instinct tells you go. You can't trust it anymore. All the whispers that you hear, well, they still don't make you clear. It's impossible to tell the others from the ones who wish you well. Time to break the chains. Time to skip the reins. Before they turn into something that cuts you, cuts you. Time to break the chains. You. turns my head away. And if I'm well maced, and if only I could feel a thrill, and if I could look into your eyes, I would feel the night.
You can find your own. My name is Red Doyle. Now I'm the foreman of this crew. I work like the devil. Pay the man his due. So if you're here to stop us, then please speak your mind. But I'll tell you up front, you're wasting your time. I am from the other side, and I don't have much school. It's a back-breaking living when a crowbar's your tool. This old building is sacred. I love the damn thing. I don't get paid unless the big black ball swings. Don't need to give me any background, dear. I spend many long nights drinking whiskey in there. Old Connell's was a place I remember quite well. Those walls have the same old story. Do tell. Maureen played piano every Saturday night. She sang the Irish ballad, the smoky blue light. Then we fell in love, but I was on the wrong track. So one night Maureen left me and never came back. There, mister, I could soften my stance, give you more time to proceed with your plans. I've not been back since she walked out on me. Yes, and that was the night that I took my last train. Maybe start fresh next week when the song for green fields is ringing out so sweet. My eyes filled with emotion, my heart did pound. Oh, I turned to the crew and said, come on, boy. Tear it on down. Let's tear it on down. Ooh. Let's tear it on down. Let's tear it on down.
Annie Gallup, and you're listening to WNEC Henniker. Beside Moses Lake and holding a tumbleweed the size of a bathtub high above my head like a trophy, naked. was taken by my friend Jane. We were just out of college, irrepressible, high on abstractions like freedom and power. I would have said that's what I was expressing with that gesture, but later sent the film out to be processed. Came back with just that photo missing. I felt cheated and humiliated, as if my power and freedom had been taken and used against me. I wonder if that photo survives even still, taped inside the door of the janitor's locker that's dense with layers of overlapping confiscated photos that were taken for enthusiasm or abstraction. Taken, but not given back. Photograph of me. It was taken by a man I was in love with on the morning he left for 3 weeks in Paris. Anything can happen in 3 weeks' time, and I'd been sleepless and crying all night beside him. He slept deep and untroubled, woke efficient and sharp, packed his clean shirts into his match, travel smart luggage, checked once more for passport, ticket, credit card. Then, just before he walked out into the blinding daylight and hailed a taxi, he turned to me, took my picture, standing there in the hallway in his Red Wings t-shirt, empty-handed, red-eyed. Then he was gone. 23 days later, 4:13 a.m., when he touched down at LaGuardia, it wasn't me he phoned. And I picture that photo in a stack of color snapshots. Here's La Tour Eiffel, here's La Sorbonne, here's La Place de la Concorde, here's La Pantheon. Here's an attraction he came to, wide-eyed, curious, detached, and then moved on. Photograph of me. It was taken by a stranger with a telephoto lens. He was about 20 feet away on a small rock ledge. I was roped in, climbing up the sheer cliff face, 200 feet above the valley floor, on dicey toe and finger holds, unaware that he was there. I was green enough to trust the rope, good enough to have the hang of friction. I was fearless and focused on that subtle change of balance, choice. Then I heard his shudder, and he muttered something like, "Magnificent!" And my consciousness zoomed out to take in the big picture, and there I was, a girl in lime green lycra, spidered by her fingertips, high on a granite precipice in a glorious and impossible pose. Letting go would be too easy. Instead, I climbed on. But cautious now and studied, self-conscious of the significance of my relationship to the ground, and hearing those words in my head that I always speak my mother's voice. Careful now. But that moment, captured and lost in the blink of a shutter, forever fixed and broken and collected somewhere in the world, might be the shining golden moment of my lifetime, when everything rose up together all at once and perfectly, and then began a slow descent.
Inimitable Annie Gallup there. There's nobody like her. Something else there. That one was called Three Photographs. That's from her new one, Steady, Steady, Yes, out on Prime CD. Amazing. And you're tuned in here to the Song Swap. I always kind of go into a trance when I listen to her. We heard Jim Gaudette before that from his previous one. We heard Red Doyle from the CD It's a Colorful Life, also on Prime CD. Chris Delmhorst in there with Arm's Length. And one from our old friend Ellen Cross, who sent me an email this week, reminded me that I ought to be playing something. She's going to send us a new one real soon. That song was called Still, and started you off there way back with Freddie White and The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea from his brand new one, which is called My Country.